The Ukrainian defense of the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol has ended. President Volodymyr Zelensky called the fighters' weeks-long stand against constant Russian bombardment a modern-day Battle of Thermopylae. Hundreds of soldiers who had been barricaded in and under the sprawling steel plant have now been evacuated to Russian-held territory. President Zelensky said the UN and International Red Cross helped.
We hope that we will be able to save the lives of our guys. Among them are the seriously wounded. They are being provided with medical aid. I want to emphasize, Ukraine needs Ukrainian heroes alive.
NPR's Joanna Kakissis is in the city of Dnipro in central Ukraine, and she joined us this morning with the latest.
We know that about 260 soldiers have left the shelters and tunnels under the plant. 53 of those soldiers are seriously injured. The Ukrainians confirmed that these soldiers arrived at a medical facility in a Russian-occupied town. The rest of the soldiers, the remaining soldiers, are in another occupied town. And remember, there are also many soldiers still inside the plant. We don't know what the timeline is to get them out. President Zelensky has said that the work to bring the guys home is continuing, and it requires delicacy and time.
How did all of this happen? I mean, is it a negotiated surrender, a ceasefire, something else?
Yeah, you know, we don't know because the details are still pretty murky, but we have been speaking to a soldier inside Azovstal, and he said, you know, I'm soon going to be without a phone or connection, so here's the deal. We're being evacuated into captivity, and we're going into a prison. And that, you know, Russian media reports are describing this as a surrender and that the soldiers are indeed going to be interrogated today, just like prisoners. The Ukrainians, however, won't use that word, surrender. They insist that these soldiers will come home as part of a prisoner swap with Russia. And, you know, the spouses of the soldiers are just terrified. We spoke this morning to one of the spouses, Yaroslava Ivansova. Her husband is Nikolai. They've been married for 30 years. She sent us the last voice memo from her husband. She got it on Sunday, and he recorded it on a friend's phone after a major bombing by Russian troops.
Honey, my phone, I don't have it. All was lost in the fire. Everything is burned. I barely made it out alive. We were in a place that took a direct hit. Many were killed.
And she says she's gotten, you know, third-hand information that he is alive, but, you know, she hasn't heard directly from him, so she's just waiting.
Wow. The defense of this plant in Mariupol has really been a rallying cry for Ukrainians for a while now. How are people reacting to the decision to give up the defense?
So, you know, Ukrainians are trying to paint the defense of Mariupol as a victory because it lasted for 80 days and it tied up Russian troops that could have been used farther east. But, you know, this latest news also gives Russia a victory because controlling all of the port city of Mariupol gives them the territory to build a Russian-controlled passage from Crimea to the eastern territories in Ukraine it already controls. So the rest of Ukraine, you know, they've been really quiet about this latest news. To them, the Azovstal soldiers are heroes. But the spouses of the soldiers, you know, they just want clarity. They want to know, you know, will our loved ones come home and when?
NPR's Joanna Kakissis. Thanks a lot, Joanna.
You're welcome.